We're live. It says we're live. There you go. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. It's about 7:02 a.m. in the morning. Got that hurricane coming up the coast. Dump a lot of water on us soon, so I figure I'd get going. I got to take the wife to work. But just thinking about stuff, taking a class the other day. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical sense. So you can get home to your family and friends, build value to your customer, and do it in a way you're not working 60, 80 hours a week. And do it smartly and rightly, and have some fun as you go. So today's Tuesday. Today's our 378th episode. I got to do some more reading, get some more material, get some more thoughts, because there ain't nothing on LinkedIn. It's just quiet. Everybody wants to think, let's take a class. How do you do a class? And we'll get some material out there just for people to learn some stuff, some new thoughts, new concepts. So I'm going to stretch a little mind today a little bit. And I can talk about what I'm going through in the office. So I really don't want to. Oh, my God. Transformation is a pain in the butt sometimes. I'll tell you that right now. Not everything's hunky-dory. I get people that always say, oh, this is Edison. Yeah, you haven't been in the corporate world yet, have you? Not a corporate world says they're agile, and they're not. They try to be, but then they revert back. And I'm going to talk about two topics. If your corporate world or your answer is always, well, let's hire more people, you know, people, let's hire people, then I would doubt the agileness of your company. Okay, so we're going to talk about that, hiring people in Agile, and then later on I'll talk about measuring people. And then the other one I want to talk about, because I am taking a cohort activity for like 6 months, and something that dawned on me yesterday, because we really got intense and really thought about some stuff that's going on into the nuances of coaching. And my debate is, is the person an agile coach or a teacher of Scrum and Kanban? And there's a big difference, right? So I'm going to talk about those two things today. First one, about hiring people. If you're in a company and your company's first response is, oh, we need to get more stuff done, so let's hire more people. One, I sure the heck hope you're making a ton of freaking money. The companies that just say hire more people usually lose. Usually projects fail, aren't making as much return, and aren't very lean and very agile. Here's where I would say that. The answer to hire more people tells me you really don't know what your priority backlog is. I mean, if your company is going gangbusters and you're just skyrocketing and you need to hire more people because there's so much of a demand, that's one thing. If there ain't that demand and you're going to hire people, then you're going to fail. So what is the answer? The answer is being more agile, prioritizing your backlog, getting people to build faster, quicker, give them tools, have them work as a team, be more creative with the resources they got, you know, be more effective with the money at hand. It's like being at home. You know, rich people, they get richer by not spending money, right? They find more creative and effective ways of using the money they got to grow their money. Same thing in Agile and Scrum. We as a business need to learn more effective ways and more creative ways to get work done without having to hire 50 million testers to do manual testing of work, to hire more developers to put some simple lines of code in, because in the end, you're going to pay for it, right? Here's what's going to happen. And we've talked about this on multiple shows. One, people are going to fall over top each other. They're going to make so much code. They're not going to know what's going on. They're not going to have any insight into how the code's laid out. You're going to spend more time trying to figure out where that little piece of code went than you are actually getting real new code done. So all your inefficiencies are going to start coming out. Trying to pay attention to more hires does not work. I remember I had a electrical engineering manager, one of the places that worked years ago. He had 50 people underneath him. All he became was a glorified a time and attendance person. But he was super smart, getting paid the big bucks. So how is that value add, right? They should have had more supervisors, what they do. And the idea is that supervisor or manager helps provide information, lessons learned, tools, guidance, all that kind of stuff to the staff. As you keep hiring more staff, it's harder and harder to get that value out of those senior people into the crew because there's just too many of them. It can't be done. Physically, it can't be done. The communications break down. People don't know who are. They lose familiarity. They lose the ability to know how to talk to each other to get things done. It just happens. You want smaller units, smaller teams to accomplish stuff, right? But if the answer is to hire, it just your expenses are gonna go up for the return goes down, right? It doesn't grow like, oh, let's double the number of people. Your revenue does not double, right? So just be careful when you're working for an organization who's saying the answer is hire more people. It's not agile. Agile again is finding new ways of doing business. Prioritizing work for the best values. So the people you have on staff, let's work on the stuff that's going to bring the most revenue to the company. Let's not just work on any willy-nilly stuff, right? Be more efficient, more automated. Let's get some automation in here. Maybe hire some people to create some automation. Okay. But that's for the long run. Then you go down. The other thing is you got to lay all these people off when the stuff's not going to work. So, I know there's a lot of conflict adverse companies out there that don't like any conflict, but that you're going to generate that conflict, right? So that's the one thing about just hiring. Be careful if your company the answer is, let's just hire more people. Unless you got a new project, new line that's going to come out, then I don't know about that. That's the answer, right? The other one, agile coaches for. First, like a Scrum teacher or a Kanban teacher or an XP teacher or a teacher of Agile. What I see out there is a lot of people claiming to be Agile coaches who don't practice coaching. There's a lot to coaching out there that's available. 3 years ago, I took one of my IC Agile coaching classes. And I'll be honest with you, how you incorporate that coaching into what you do is a tricky thing to do, and how you set up your coaching. If you are going to be a coach, I recommend taking some of the IC Agile courses. I also recommend every so many years, go back and take the class. Take it with a different instructor, but go back and take the class. Learn something new about coaching. Practice your skills. Sometimes it's good to spend 2 or 3 days just to concentrate on those skill sets like coaching to make yourself better. One thing I realize as I'm taking this is how do I make the coaching more of a daily activity so it just get better, just like in Scrum and Agile where we do daily Scrum. The more times we do it, it just becomes second nature. How do you take that coaching activity becomes second nature? But maybe we drifted off a little bit from the topic. Difference between coaching and teaching. I see a lot of companies. A lot of people that put Agile coach in their name because they're good at Jira, because they know how to teach Scrum. They know the words, they knew the practices. The question in my coaching is how do you get deeper into the team? How do you help them produce more without hiring more people, right? That's where the coaching comes on board. The coaching comes on board on helping the teams get there. There are going to be battles where the teams don't want to listen. There's going to be battles when the managers don't understand. And as a coach, I think you have to up your game for your ability to stand on your own toes without being intimidated by managers, by customers. If you really want to be a coach, I mean, I can do whatever my customer wants me to do all the time. That's going to be wrong, and they're going to pay for it in the end sometimes. Sometimes they're right, and you got to find that middle ground. But just to cave over because somebody wants it, and you got to ask the questions as a coach. Well, why do you really want it? what's going on? What are you looking to measure? What are you looking to do? What do you want to achieve? Let's make sure we're coming in with the right approach. If the answer is just to hire a person, that may not be the right approach for where you want to go. Plus, it takes a long time for people to get up to speed with what you're coding and what you're doing. So hiring people may not necessarily be the right answer. But this is what coaching is about. So anybody can come in and teach Scrum and Agile. Lessons learned, places gone, that needs to come into play. Yes, I could tell you what to do, but I'm not coaching you, right? The idea is I want you, the idea of a coach wants the person to grow, understand how to react without me, the coach being there. If the coach's answer is I have to be there to tell them what to do, then they're not a coach. They're a manager, right? And there's a lot of project managers that think they're coaches, and their whole concentrate in life is all about time, capacity, data, metrics. How do you do that? They don't understand the metrics are a tool. It's not a necessary. And I'm going to give one example that I'm going to have. There is a video out there. It's like a 7-minute on Scrum. And the guy who wrote the video is one of those cartoons. In the end, said one of the biggest reasons why people go to Scrum is the burn down chart. I laughed my head off. I says, you're an idiot. The person wrote that video, and if there's a reason why people, corporate places, go do Scrum is because of the burn down chart, then they don't understand Scrum. They can teach it, but they don't get it, right? And that's the difference between being a teacher of Scrum and being a coach of Scrum, being a coach of Agile, right? I have to share that video, but I really do think that video in the comment end just proves the fact the person's a teacher and not a coach of Scrum or Agile. Anyway, I let it go. Have a good day. Ring the little bell. If you like her, this is my tissues for cleaning the mirror. The video. Ring the bell. Gotta love live. And send me some thoughts and questions, and we'll talk about them on the show. All right. Take care, everyone. Have a good day. Hope everybody stays dry with the hurricane coming up the East Coast. All right. Bye. See ya.